This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good to get a win. Anytime you can win, we'll take it. Hard to win in this league, and especially on the road, especially here. They've got a track record of playing great at home, a great fan base. I thought our fan base showed up today, man, big time. Not surprising, but never taking that for granted. The red, white, and blue of the Buffalo Bills showed up all the way out here in the Northwest, and couldn't be more grateful. Winning the line of scrimmage, that's where it starts every week. I thought our O-line and D-line did a phenomenal job. Great week of preparation. The three and out by the defense, the first two series, three and out drives. The first one led to a 9-minute drive by our offense. You know, took up a lot of clock, which helped with an explosive offense on the other side. We were able to double dip, so score before half, score after half. The turnover that we had, you know, the offense did a good job, although we never want a turnover, getting us to line up again. Defense went out and held them, which was big from a momentum standpoint. And then the second half, I thought the second half getting off to a good start, scoring, like I said, and then we got the takeaway. Austin Johnson got the big takeaway, which I think led to 7 as well there. So some good things by the special teams. I like the kickoff coverage. I think it was third quarter at that point. Very physical, swarming type of coverage. Still a lot to work on. Penalties being one of them. Some things that we did, some decisions that we made that led to some poor field position. So, you know, we got to continue to work on that and get those things cleaned up. With that, I'll turn it over to you.
You obviously went through everything there, but when you look at venue, opponent, and the way you play aside from the penalty, might that have been your best, most, you know, I know you're going to say that.
You know the answer to that. So
but this was a pretty good performance, wouldn't you say?
By our fans, for sure. Yeah, by our fans. Yeah. Did you hear them out there? I've never heard this place like that in all my years in the NFL. Been out here a number of years. I've never heard that. And that's a testament to the Bills, testament to the Bills fans. And the organization, really, for the tradition that they've built over the years.
Sean, you're 6-2, 5 of your first 8 were on the road. Do you feel like this team continues to take steps forward?
Yeah, I mean, we knew this was going to be a tough game, and it was. We knew we were going to have to play well in all three phases, and I think we did, at least at this point, enough to get the result that we were looking for. But there's definitely things, again, that we have to improve on. Pre-snap penalties and the penalties overall, and then just some decision making. I felt like that we've got some young guys back there on some special teams things, but plenty still to work on. Even the last drive, the second to last drive on the defense, too easy right there. So But a great week of preparation is what led to this. Focus, you know, the leadership on the in the locker room, guys stepping in for other guys that were hurt, you know, missing Vaughn, TB, DC, and, you know, some things on offense there with Curtis being out. So, again, I can't applaud those guys that stepped up and did a great job for us today.
Sean, we've talked a lot about slow starts for a couple of games now. Come out, though, that 90-yard drive for a touchdown that just kind of set the tone. How big was that drive? And then you had another 90-yard drive touchdown.
Yeah. I mean, when you've got an explosive offense, just specific to this game, you know you have to be efficient offensively and explosive at the same time. I felt like we were both. Albeit, again, we were beating ourselves. I feel like we 2 steps forward, 1 step back, but we were getting some chunks all the while, moving the chains, being efficient when we needed to be efficient. I mean, our third downs were right around 5 yards to go on average on third down versus theirs were 11 yards to go. So you like the odds, the probability of those situations coming up in our favor. So, again, just, you know, good to get off to a good start holistically as a team. And to cash in when we got the chance to cash in, red zone included.
How high on the priority list was that? Obviously, you're coming here, you want to get a win, but starting fast as you're planning out the week, how high was that?
Well, it's always a priority, even though we haven't done a great job of that. You know, so we went. I tell you guys, we go back and look at everything, and so we went back and looked at some things and. I felt more than anything, we got into a rhythm early. We had some momentum, got into a rhythm. Defense came out, 3 and out. That helps. The field position that they got off of that first punt, he hung it up there pretty far. And I think both 3 and outs by the defense, I expected better field position, quite honestly, and we didn't get it. But credit to our offense for getting us out of those situations.
Are you seeing rapid maturation from Keon? It looked like he was as comfortable as he's looked all season in the run game and in the pass game and on that touchdown today.
Yeah, just growth, 1 week at a time, growth, development. You know, Adam's doing a really good job with him, and you know, having Amari I think helps too because he's another veteran in the room and to me a big-time established veteran that's done great things in this league for a while, so that helps with the guys that are already in that room. We've got good guys in that room that help young players develop and teach them the right way, teach them the right habits, the right routines, Monday through Saturday. That's what leads to what you saw today.
Do you think Khalil Shakir at the point where he might even be a better version of Cole Beasley? And I say that because he has that ability to break tackles. Like Cole would catch a ball and go down. Shakir seems to make yak all the time. Is he maybe a better version of Cole?
I don't disrespect Cole like that, number one. That's what you're asking me to do. Cole was a phenomenal player in his own right, right? He did a lot of great things for this team. Khalil is his own player. And, you know, they're both similar but both slightly different as well. So what you saw the last couple of weeks with Khalil was he was out there playing injured. And finally this week, I think he started to get back to closer to 100%.
Cook over 100 yards.
Yeah.
When you see him run that way early in the game, what kind of juice does that give the sideline?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just the momentum. All these things lead to momentum, right? You see guys straining. You see guys giving great effort. You see guys, offensive linemen, finishing plays where James has the ball and they're finishing right on his heels when he's getting tackled. They're running to the football. The defensive front runs to the football. You see Rasul Douglas on the first, I believe it was the first series or a second series, they tried to run the ball off tackle outside. They cracked the safety. He comes up, makes a great tackle on a heck of a running back. So those things are important to us as a team. And it's never one player, one coach. It's playing good team football.
On James specifically, though, he's already, you know, passed his career touchdown totals from previous seasons, that kind of thing. Like, what do you think specifically he's doing this year that's helping him have, like, days like today?
Again, just, you know, just more and more development from a young player. He's focused. He prepares. And you don't take that for granted. I mean, these guys in that locker room, they work during the week to get themselves to be the most prepared they can, and they take it seriously, and they hold each other accountable, which is very powerful, as you guys know.
Just kind of mention it, Henning and Kenneth Walker, how much of the emphasis was that throughout the week?
Yeah, really good running back. He likes to get outside, and And, you know, you could tell when they didn't have him in the stretch of two or three games, it was, I believe, that they didn't have him. You could see a difference in their offense. So we knew that, you know, they were going to challenge the line of scrimmage, and they did. And they did it early, and we were able to kind of, you know, snuff it out a little bit there, and which helps to make them more of a one-dimensional. Plus, we're scoring points, and, you know, you get into a more of a drop-back game like they did.
Austin Johnson, first interception of his career. Didn't have one in college, doesn't look like, but
I think he had a fumble return. I remember watching it in at Penn State, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought he had some scoop and score or something. I remember it was going left to right on the video. For whatever that's worth. It was not an interception. This is his first interception. That must have been a scoop and score, yeah.
How do you remember that?
I don't know. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.